Deux jours. Ouais. Ok.
So we just start.
Okay. Let's pray in silence.
Christ Christ, nothing that
this will be our last lesson of the One True Church. So tomorrow onwards,
we'll talk
about the One True God. We know that it is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who establishes His church. So without the Spirit, the church of God can never be established. Now, we need to look at from the Old Testament scriptures to see that there are actually two period reigns. First of all, I'm going to turn to Psalms.
Psalms chapter Malumbo chapter 72.
We read verse 6.
We read verse 6. Malumbo 72 verse 6.
He shall come down and rain upon the grass before morning, and shower the waters the earth.
The keni bengen fula apa kutulwe chani gava chipungul fula aba sansa pachalo.
Here he described that God would come down like rain.
Aparondo alesa kesa panshinge mfula.
If you read verse
7,
in his day, meaning when he comes down like rain, the day in which he comes down like rain, the righteous shall flourish. The righteous
an
abundance of peace. This piece here represents what? Reconciliation with God. When you read Ephesians chapter
2,
we can see how Christ came and reconciled what? Men to God. You know, in the Bible, sometimes moon represents what? Darkness. The power of darkness. He said, until the moon is no more. So when God comes down like rain, we find that this world will be transformed. We turn to the book of Hosea.
Hosea
chapter 6.
Hosea chapter 6.
We read verse 3.
Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, as the latter and the former rain to the earth.
Begeni tuishive, tusupire ukuishiva Yehova, kufuma kwakwe, kwapa mfamikwa, ngokucha, labiri akesa kuri ifwe ngemfula yanta nshi.
We mentioned this yesterday. So God will come to us like the rain. Like the latter rain and former rain to the
earth.
So for the church to teach them that the Spirit will come in two periods of time, to establish His church on earth in two separate periods of time, is not without foundation. Because God Himself testified that He would come like the latter rain and former rain to the earth.
Pantulesa umwine achilo kutira kesa ngemfula ya kubalira po kabi ngemfula ya kushalikisha pesonde.
Now we need to understand that in the land of Palestine, the early rain and the latter rain are like seasonal rains.
Chende ya Palestine petosho kwa ati mfula ya kubalira po ni ya kulekeresha chiri kwa ati vuta nchiko wa buko.
But we know that even the seasonal rains are under the control of God.
In fact,
this control of the seasonal rain is stated even in the law of Moses. We can turn to the book of Leviticus. We read chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26. We read verse 18 and 19. Verse 18, and after all this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sin.
Now, in
verse 19, it says, I will break the pride of your power, I will make your heavens, like iron and your earth like bronze.
Verse 19, David in Katobaolo, Kurama, Kwakosa, Kwenu, Kastane, Murienu, Gechera.
Now we find that if the heavens are like iron and the earth like bronze, what does it mean?
It
means that there shall be no rain. And the soil has become so hard that it is like bronze. Meaning nothing can grow from it. Now we read the same chapter, verse 4. Verse 3 and verse 4. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit.
Namukalaenda muspo pefiandi, namafundeandi, mwayabaka nokuchita, yenen karamu perem fulashenu mushta yashiko, ne charo chikara fumio ulimi wachiko.
Now, so God is saying very clearly, if the nation walks in the way of the Lord, then God will give rain. So we find that even the mother nature is under the control of God. Even though these rains are seasonal rains, God can actually cause the heaven not to rain.
We
find that the same instruction is reiterated, is given in the book of Deuteronomy.
babiri mu ibuku lya malango amafunde amwene yakwata okuwekesibwako.
You know that the book of Deuteronomy is like a book that is given to the new generation of those who were born in the desert.
Iri buku lya malango lilikwati iri buku limo ilya pere kunkulo ilya ipya bali abafyalirwe mu matororo.
So Deuteronomy talks about, you know, the law.
Iri buku yanda pamu na ndu wa malango.
It talks about how the Ten Commandments were re-enacted.
Yanda pafyo amafundi ya teni ya pere kabiri chipya chipya.
You find that the same instruction was given to a new generation. Which goes to show that the purpose of God does not change. We turn to chapter 11. Chapter 11 of Deuteronomy.
Amalango, chapter 11.
We read verse 13 and verse 14. And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him before your heart and before your soul, verse 14, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain and new wine and your oil.
Nakukumuombera imitima yenu yonse nemyewa yenu yonse elyo nao akapere mfula ya chalo chenu mushita yaiko iyantanshine yanuma ukuti mulonganike ingano chenu nemyangashi yenu namafuta yenu.
What makes God continue to give rain to his people?
Chinshi chilelengo kuchilesa atwalira ukupera imfula kubantu bakwe.
The obedience of his people.
Kunakirira kwa bantu bakwe.
So I think the answer is obvious. If they do not obey, then they shall receive no rain.
Ngemuna uwasuko bulife uwatambala pa kutanga tamanakire tetwapokerere imfula.
You find that when the rain comes,
obviously
the grass will grow. That's why in verse 15 it says, and I will send grass in your field for your livestock that you may eat and be filled. So you find that rain always what? When the rain comes and then the grass will grow. And the livestock will be fed. Since we have proved that the rain represents the Spirit, and the grass represents the truth, where there is Spirit, there is truth. When the truth is revealed, people shall be satisfied. People shall come to know God. But God also warned them. Verse 16. Take heed to yourself, lest your hearts be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them.
Mukare ilama efali yalembere kwe mitima yenu.
Here it says, lest your hearts be deceived. Meaning that God's people are subject to what? Deception as well. That's why they were told to take heed. Beware of all this falsehood and deception. If there should be deceived. Now we read verse 17. Lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heaven, and so that there will be no rain, and the land you know produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you.
Bwasuka obukaliwa kwa Yehova bwamwimina nawo ayisala kumulu nokuleka kwa bule mfula n'omushiri tawufumishe bulimi bwawuko kabiri mwaloba bwangu kacyalo kisuma icyo Yehova alemubera.
So you find that if we are deceived,
atakwati ifwe twabepwa
and no rain shall be given.
Imfura keti pelwe kuli ifwe.
So this has been clearly listed down in what? In the law of Moses. Now, I want to ask you, in the history of Israel, did God ever stop rain during the seasonal period? Or during the rainy season? Has he ever punished his nation by not giving them rain? Example.
Them Elijah is in the book of James.
Okay, yes.
But
where's the background? Where is it? First Kings, isn't it? During the time, during the reign of Ahab. How long did God stop giving them rain?
Three and a half years.
So how many seasons God did not give them rain? 1 year, how many rain?
Two.
So three and a half?
Seven,
is it?
Yes.
And just now we read in Leviticus. The Bible says God shall punish them seven times. So 3 and a half years is exactly 7 times.
Is it also?
7 period without rain.
If
1 period without rain, it is already bad enough. You can imagine 7 period without rain. All the things died, all the living things died. Now we turn to Jeremiah. We read Jeremiah chapter 5. Okay, now Chapter 5 of Jeremiah, we read verse 24.
Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 24.
Then do not say in your heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, who give rain, both the former and the latter, in his season, he reserved for us the appointed weeks of the harvest.
Kabiri tabasosa mumitima yabo abati chitutine Yehova lesa wesu upere mfula iyantanshi neyanuma mushita yaiko utubakire mirungu yanshiku yasontwa ya kulobolo la mo.
Obviously here the sinful nation did not think about why God did not give them rain.
Ululuko ulualube mbulu akubembuka talwa tontongenye po muna ndulesa abatanine mfula.
Neither did they tell themselves to fear God.
Na angula ukuyewa kukwata katina kulilesa.
So from according to Jeremiah, it is God who gives rain.
Na tolosha kulinga na Jeremiah, nilesa ya upera mfula.
So it's quite clear that what God because of man's sin, that's why rain is not given,
We read Jeremiah chapter 14.
We read verse 4.
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 4.
Because the ground is parched, for there was no rain in the land. The plowmen were ashamed, they covered their heads.
Abalimi omushiri batentuka pantakuli mfula mukyalo bakashima balina ensoni bayifimba ku mitwe.
If you read this chapter, we find that this is actually what? The punishment from God.
Atwaberenga eki kipandwa tulemuna kukukandwa kufuma kuli lesa.
God actually spoke to Jeremiah.
Lesa asusere kuli Jeremiah.
And asked Jeremiah to talk about, you know, a message concerning the droughts.
No kumweba kulanda pambira ya kulosha kukana loka imfula.
Because there is no rain, so Jacob should mourn.
Icho takuli imfula ito Yakobo afuire alosha.
No way they can find water. No water, no water. So all the livestock died. So we find that the Bible actually follows this pattern. We turn to Psalms. We look at
107.
I want you to read verse 33 to verse 38.
Amalumbo 107, verse 33.
Verse 33.
Now
here it says he turned rivers into a wilderness and the water spring into dry ground. What is God doing here? It's like he is playing a game.
He's
not happy he turned rivers into a wilderness. Now when you read
35,
and then he turns the wilderness into pools of water, dry land into water spring. What is he doing? Turn something good into bad and turn something bad into good.
Actually
here it talks about the two-time period. How do we know?
Why
to read verse 34?
A
fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of those who dwelt in it.
Ichalo chafisabo ukube chichere, pamulanduwa bubi wabaikaramo.
God has taken such a radical action against these people because of their wickedness.
Lesa achita ichikuru pamulanduwa wabu ponda mishi.
Turn something which is very fruitful into what? Barrenness. But later on we find that there is a change of what? State of barrenness into what? Fruitfulness again.
I want
to read verse 36.
There
he makes the hungry dwell that they may establish a city for a dwelling place. Can
you see a city? So
they sow, field, and plant
vineyard.
God continued to bless them.
And
they multiply them. What is this talking about here?
I want you to read
Isaiah.
De fato, meu book ya kwa Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 32.
Isaiah chapter 32.
Now, if you look at verse 12,
Isaiah 32, verse 12.
People shall mourn upon their breast for the pleasant field, for the fruitful wine. On the land of my people will come up thorn and briar, yes, on all the happy homes in the joyous city.
Nefirime ifyawa ma kamyangashi itwala 32. pamushiri wabantu bandi apalulumuka emyunga nefimfungwa amayanda yonse yabasekerera pamusumba wabanga.
Here it talks about a city which was very good before.
Alanda pamusumba oyo wali usuma pakubala.
For some reason, what happened? There's thorn and briar start to grow. And this what? Bustling city will be deserted.
How
can this place of desolation be changed back to its former glory?
Verse 15 gives the answer.
Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high.
Ukasuke umupeshwa mumulu waituluiwa muri ifwe.
And the wilderness become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest.
Can you see?
So here it is talking about the coming of the Spirit. When the Spirit comes, so this city will be turned from desolation into a bustling city.
Now,
mentioned before, the church, the city represents the church,
right?
So meaning the church was good before, right? The church in the time of the apostle. How is it that the church in the time of the apostle has become what? A church of desolation, meaning no truth in it, because all the grass has been dried up.
Because
of the sin of the people.
When
the Spirit comes again,
everything
is transformed.
Just
like today we have the Holy Spirit.
That's
why we so thankful to God, because we are given the truth. Without the Holy Spirit, none of us here can understand the truth. No matter how hard we try, we can never understand the truth. That's why we said the Spirit establishes the church. Into different periods of time. There are so many examples of this nature. We mentioned the vineyard song in Isaiah chapter 5. Because thorn and briar come up. Because people were bad grapes. So God destroyed what? The vineyard. But in Isaiah chapter
27,
you see a completely different picture. Why? Because God is going to look after the vineyard himself. He is going to water the vineyard. Most importantly, he is going to fight against the thorn and briars. Are these not talking about the two-time period of the church? We also talk about Joel. When this one, when locusts come, they eat up all the greens. All the trees dried up.
And
the open pastures, what?
Was
burned with fire.
Livestock
died. Later on, we see a change from complete desolation to what? Complete. Why? Because the rain has come. That makes the difference. Can you see now?
tulemona bwino bwino
kali
nkitakibiri apa
ebi
byonse firere nakirembwa bwino bwino mu kipingo kya kale tuletetera esipantu tipankitai yalenga bubiri ya muloke nangu ya mfula tuletera kitwashirinkisha nokutwalira nokwikala mukati kanganda yakwalesa
I always said we are so blessed.
John Sendala and Dokwa Twali Baba Palwa.
There is no reason for us to run away from
Ta Palino Munando Twinga Fulumu Kilaikono Kia Kumbi.
No one is forced you to come.
Pantapaina and Gumwa Wan Pachiki Shoki Samkachkang and the Arukuja.
You have come to the church because you have known the truth. Most of you here come to the church because you first received the Holy Spirit. This is the confirmation from God.
Telling
you that this is the end time true
church.
This one you must be determined to serve God. Humbly you root yourself in the word of the Lord.
And
bring this good tidings to your friends. To far away places. This is the duty.
Uyu murimo wenu.
What?
Abakwete amafunzo. Abakwete amepusho.
Yes.
I have maybe given a reference place on the grass representing the
livestock as well.
Marefo kuwarepshako pafiani. Marefo amalembwela nda pafiani training ako. Ichishimka.
God represents the truth.
Atiki anikire imina ko ichishimka. Amale mbwaya. Mbwa yu kwa yu kui shiba wuna mwini.
Okay. John chapter 10.
Natyo kuri Yohane chapter 10.
The three first chapter. Jesus lead them out to the three first chapter. John chapter 10.
Yohane chapter 10.
I haven't found a verse which directly said that the grass is the truth. No. But what does Jesus give you? The truth. We turn to John, chapter
10. Chapter 10.
Nine
mwinshi, ngomuntu aingira muri ine akafufuka. Kabiri akula ingira nokufuma nomulemfwe akula usanga.
But if you are in Christ Jesus, then you have come into Christ Jesus.
Ngamuri muri Kristo Yesu nangoro mwaisa muri Kristo Yesu.
So what do you find?
Bishefu mwasanga.
Do you not find the truth?
Kechinga mwisa musanga. John chapter 10 verse 9.
I will try to find verses of this thing.
Na totera sana, tuwalae tiki, tuwalae shokufa ishama verse ya ayo kumakona yandia ye. Kale landa pa chani, mule mfwe okuba uchine.
Also, I would like you to teach what livestock represents.
We are the sheep. Okay, we turn to the Psalms.
Ibu kuya masamo, amarumbo.
I think for the sheep, it's okay.
Kamu nandua bangga, no problem tu asangga.
We tend to Psalm 100.
Amasamo 100.
100, we read the verse 3.
Masamo 100, verse 3.
Know that the Lord, He is good. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture.
Ishibeni ukuti Yehova wene elesa, wene ewa tulenga, na ife tulibakwe, tulibantu bakwe, umukuni wa mchemi wakwe.
So, 100.
Psalms 100, verse 3.
Verse 3. So
Amalumbo 100, verse 3.
We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
Ati tulibantu bakwe, umukuni wa mchemi wakwe.
Right, so, it's quite clear, isn't it?
Chapter 95, verse 7.
Okay, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His
Bantu wene nilesa wesu na ife tuli bantu babuchemi bwakwe babiri umukuni wa mukubo kwa
so the sheep represent God's people
eicho mpanga nangu mukuni ule imeka nako abantu bakwa lesa
God the people of His pasture
umukuni wa chilime chakwe
thank you very much
Leto ndio nanga takoba kifiani
He restored my soul, He lift me in the path of righteousness. Verse 2, he said, He made me to lie down in green pasture, pasture of tender grass. He lead me beside the still water. Yes, yes. The only thing
is, we can relate to the
Ezekiel
chapter 34.
I will feed them in good pasture, and the only thing is we cannot find the relationship between what the pasture and the truth.
So what person was he talking about? Is not the right word?
Yeah, the truth.
Yeah, the truth. But we need to prove them. Just like, you know, rain representing Holy Spirit. Telema, tonight you cannot sleep. You must find the verse for me.
So thinking he had it.
Okay, any other question?
Or is this the end time church?
Yes.
The true church. End time true church.
It means the true church.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, no further question? I tell what, tomorrow we'll do 1, 2, 3.
My client is ready, sir. Is
okay.
Should we pray?
Okay, we pray.
Now, let's take him away.